Deep Roots Poetry Exchange is a Poetry Day Ireland event in association with Narrative 4 and supported by Poetry Ireland. To explain the event more, I'll just give a brief background on Narrative 4 and the Story Exchange. Narrative 4 is a global organisation driven by artists, shaped by educators and led by students. In a story exchange, which is their core methodology, individuals are paired together to share a story that in some way defines them. Each person retells their partner's story in the first person as if it happened to them. My idea of a poetry exchange is like a story exchange, but with a twist. We were paired to share a personal story from the past year. Then, instead of retelling our fellow writer's story, we had a few days to connect with its essence and express it through poetry. All of the poems were generated in a creative burst following the exchange and in a short space of time, staying true to the essence of the story. So really the idea was that the exchange was a chance to deepen the roots of our stories and to take them in a new direction by giving them a new viewpoint and the freedom of poetry as a form of expression. And all of the poems that were generated in the exchange will be collected in an online and printed anthology, which will be released on Poetry Day.
Your poem is called Found, is that right?
It is, yeah.
Brilliant. And if you could just give us a quick synopsis of what that's about?
Yeah, so I was told a story which was an incredibly beautiful story. So someone was in the woods for a walk and they saw an old man who appeared to be lost. It turns out he was lost and his wife was at the edge of the woods looking for him. And when they found his wife, she explained that he has dementia, and my poem was kind of an exploration of memory and the juxtapositioning of someone elderly and someone quite young, maybe both finding themselves in different ways through lockdown.
Yeah, actually, I can see how that works all right, and it's a heavy hitting topic all the same.
It is, yeah.
What I'm getting from that is that you kind of hear these stories and then kind of put your own experience on it and put your own spin on it. Is that it?
Exactly, yeah. And all of the writers involved were part of the Edna O'Brien Young Writers Bursary last year. So they're all between 15 and 18. And the stories were all kind of inspired by their lockdowns and just their experiences over the past year. So it's quite a connecting experience after a year of disconnection, I suppose.
And we were speaking to Amy Cahill. She was one of the people involved with the Edna O'Brien last year. She was on the show when we were around last summer. I believe she's part of this exchange too. So how many of you are involved today?
There's 11 of us. There was 15 in the original bursary group, but it's obviously a busy time of year with exams, so 11 were able to take part in this.
And is it great to see that it is women, and particularly Wexford women, who are leading this charge, yourself and Amy, and plenty more besides, that women are really starting to take to poetry and express themselves through the mode of verse?
Absolutely, yeah. And I love that poetry is becoming popular again, I suppose, with young people. I know it's a big part of the school curriculum and it might often seem boring, but even outside of the classroom, in poetry slams and the like, it's becoming a really popular thing to do.
That's it, because it's a bit like, I suppose, the Irish language has always had this stick thrown at it as well, that, you know, it can be a bit dry when it's in the classroom, but there are ways to make poetry exciting. And, you know, something like an exchange like this, this is one way to do it.
Yeah, it's I really like that the exchange was kind of taking inspiration from our everyday stories. I think often people think they have to have some big event to write a poem about, but it's just your everyday life. Everything's already there, you just have to find a new way to look at it.
We also had Ryan Murphy from Gorey. He was on the station during the week. He was telling us about his poem that won over in the Kent and Sussex poetry competition. So really, Wexford is at the forefront of young poetry writers. Why do you think that is?
I don't really think it's to do with, obviously Wexford is great for poetry, but I think anyone from anywhere, it's just your own personal experience. I think everyone has poems in them and everyone has their experiences, and we're really lucky in Wexford that there's great resources that people are able to express these things that are inside them and write these great poems.
Do you think that it helps that we have such brilliant literary geniuses still around here in Wexford, the likes of a Colm Tobin or an Owen Colfer, that can inspire young people to, you know, take up their pens and hopefully create something themselves?
Absolutely, yes. And especially the Write by the Sea Festival in Kilmore Quay that was very big for me because I had the chance to read alongside Paula Meehan 2 years ago, I think, and it was such a great opportunity. And to have something like that in the local area as well, it was really inspirational.
Do you have any personal poetry heroes yourself?
Oh, I have a lot. At the moment, Ocean Vuong is incredible. He's an American Vietnamese poet. And Dana Smith is another one of my favourites at the moment.
And is there anybody in particular that you think speaks to the teenage experience, maybe an Irish writer that can, you know, sort of inspire teenagers to pick up a pen?
For me, Leanne O'Sullivan was a huge inspiration. Her first collection, Waiting for My Clothes, was actually written in her teenage years. And it's all about kind of overcoming eating disorders and self-acceptance. But it's for everyone. It's for children, teenagers, adults, and really accessible but really lovely poetry.
When we were speaking off air there, you were telling me that this is a difficult question, but how did you get involved in poetry? Was it always in your life, and was it always something that was around you as a child?
I suppose I come from quite an artsy family. My dad was always playing cool like jazz or classical music on the radio and trying to teach us traditional Irish songs. And then I suppose poetry was the kind of niche of the art world that I found myself in.
And what age do you reckon you started writing poetry?
I have a vivid memory of writing a book of limericks when I was 8, which I was certain was going to be published and be an absolute bestseller. And I found it a few weeks ago. It's absolutely hilarious. So I'd say I was about 8, yeah.
Well, I mean, once you become very famous now after this exchange, you know, it might be worth millions in years to come.
You never know.
Absolutely. Well, listen, you also have a piece in the Irish Times this weekend as well. It's called The Ode to the Milkman. I won't get you to read it out, but just give us a sense of what that poem's about.
Yeah, that was a poem. I wrote it for the Foyle Young Poets of the Year Award last year, and I wanted to write an ode. I had that in my head, and I was thinking about kind of different spins on everyday things to write about. And I know Milkman, it's not a everyday thing anymore. I know there is the My Milkman service, but it's not really like you don't have the people going around with the milk carts on foot. And I was thinking about how that was something so common even 100 years ago, even less than that, 50 years ago. And I tried to reimagine if it was still like that.
And a lot of people might think that poems will, you know, be these massive page-filling books. Your poem here is 3 verses and 2 little couplets there at the end. So it doesn't have to be a massive long poem. That can be short and it can be snappy as well. Those are probably the ones that stick out most, really.
Yeah, absolutely. I think depending on the subject matter, it could be most powerful a 2-line poem or a 40-line poem. It really depends.
You mentioned there the Foyle Young Poet of the Year Award as well. You've twice been commended for that, and you've also been a runner-up in the Trocra Poetry Award. So you're very well regarded by those in the know.
Yeah, well, I think the thing that's great about those competitions is the people you meet through them. I know that I first started taking myself seriously, well, not seriously, but I started taking poetry seriously after being commended in the Foyle Young Poets, and that's because I realised through that competition that it's not just poetry writing that I love, it's the people who you meet through it and the whole kind of lifestyle and the industry. It's so much more, really.
How difficult is it to set up an exchange like this? You said, you know, you're 15 years of age and yet you've decided to go down this route for April 29th. How difficult was it to put it together?
Quite difficult, just in terms of getting a time that works for everyone. So what happened was I found a time that worked and we had a Zoom call, and we were put into breakout rooms of 2s and 3s and we exchanged our stories. And then because of the tight deadline afterwards, I told everyone they had a week to sit with their partner's story and kind of let it simmer for a few days and then to just get it all out and express it through poetry, through whatever angle they wanted. So there was a week for people to send in the poems to me. And then I laid them out in a PDF, which I sent to the printers. And that's currently with the printers. And what I'm working on today is compiling the videos for our online launch, which will be available on YouTube next Wednesday.
Brilliant, and it's an absolutely fabulous idea. And you mentioned there is going to be a print element to this as well. It'll only be kind of a limited supply, but how can people pick one of those up?
They'll be available in a few different places. So I'm sending a bundle up to Narrative 4 Limerick, and also to the Museum of Literature Ireland, and to Poetry Ireland. Also, Tramp Press have kindly agreed to distribute them with their next few orders in the next couple of weeks. And then each of the poets, including myself, is getting a bundle to distribute more locally. So myself, I'll be trying to get a few over to schools. I know a lot of places won't be open, so the library probably won't be open for a bit, but whenever it is, I'll send a few there. Maybe the Arts Centre, the Arts Office, around local arts organisations, really. Everything will be online on the event blog, which is deeprootspoetryexchange.wordpress.com. And that's roots spelled as in a journey, so R-O-U-T-E-S.
Brilliant, and we'll tweet out that link there as well if people want to find that. And listen, Sinead, just before we go, if somebody has been listening to this and wants to get more into poetry, who do you think is the best person to read for a teenager to get into that sort of literary mind, I suppose?
See, I think it's different for everyone. There's myself, I read a lot that I didn't connect with, and then I started finding these poets who just made me want to read more and more. It was like they just really, really struck a chord. So I think just read around, and once you find someone you like, just keep going down that route. Just to throw out a few quick suggestions, Leanne O'Sullivan, as I mentioned, definitely. Mary Oliver, lovely nature poetry. She's also a very, very known queer poet in a kind of a subtle kind of a way, which is lovely. Ocean Vuong, Dana Smith, Eleni Quillinan, Paula Meehan. That's just a handful. They're really great poets to start with.
Any advice you can give for people who maybe want to take up writing themselves? I suppose it's all about finding your voice before you set anything down to paper. Is that it?
Absolutely, yeah. I think the hardest part of writing a poem isn't writing it, it's sitting beforehand and forming it in your head. And then I find when I actually go to write, it all comes out incredibly quickly. So I think the thing is, don't put pressure on yourself to try and write a poem. Just try and write something, and the poem will wrap itself around that.